From 28 Days Later to The Walking Dead, we are living in the zombie millennium. Today we get the latest in the genre, World War Z.
Reading the trades, this one seemed like a disaster waiting to happen. Poor test screenings forced producer star Brad Pitt to reshoot the final 40 minutes and delay the release date 6 months. While the title could affectionately be called 180 Days Later, the gamble has paid off. Based on the bestseller by Max Brooks, son of Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft, World War Z follows UN retiree Jerry Lane as he travels the world looking for a cure to a global zombie pandemic. The origin of the outbreak and Pitt's backstory are both a bit murky, and diehard fans will dislike how the movie abandons the book's episodic structure of oral histories. But director Mark Forster of Monsters Ball, Finding Neverland, and Stranger Than Fiction survives these pitfalls by creating the most intense movie of the summer. Forster's tone lies somewhere between the suspense of George Romero and the horror comedy of Sam Raimi, with zombies that are both relentless in CGI ant swarms and deliciously funny with twitching actors in good old-fashioned makeup. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving World War Z 3 out of 4 stars.
Wow, I'm really excited about that. I've been looking at the coming attractions and hoping it's a winner. Sounds like it is.